All right, we are here. So now what we want to do is, it is explain to you the process, the step-by-step process that you can take to free yourself and to heal your relationships with those people with whom you have the deepest, most profound bonds, family members, parents, siblings, children. And if you have a negative bond, that is, that when you connect and the closer you get, the more intensely unpleasant, uncomfortable, difficult, painful your relationship gets. You know you have a negative bond, a limiting bond, a bond of pain, a chain of pain. But it's time to free it. As we were talking just before, you've come to create a new paradigm, to open up the world to a new reality, to blaze the trails to a new way of life. And you don't do it by preaching from the clouds looking down at everybody. You get down in there, you experience a darkness, you get pretty dirty, covered with mud, and you have to work yourself through the darkness and emerge into the light. It doesn't have to be a horrible, painful experience, as you will see. It can be actually, ultimately, a joyous, celebratory freedom. And this is the gift you can give to the rest of the world. The first part of it is as you consider who it is that you would like to heal your relationship with. Recognize how you have existed in the box with them. What beliefs have you held about what is possible for you and possible for them? What emotions do they trigger? Those buttons in you, those vulnerable places that they can know how to push that button and you can dance, where they can manipulate you, where they can make you feel uncomfortable and unhappy. And, of course, vice versa, the buttons they have that you can push. If you're angry at them, hey, good, I'm going to push that button because I know it hurts. I know it makes them move. I know it makes them react. And the identity that you hold. By that, we want to remind you that in your identity, as you begin to claim who you truly are, the light being, the powerful reality creator that you are, you must let go of your role with the person. You let go of your sister or brother, child or parent role. You let go of that identity within yourself, because essentially, when you enter into a role, you already enter into a trap, into a prison, into a limitation from which there is very little flexibility and freedom. If you're a child, you always are at the mercy of the parent. Oh yeah, children can manipulate their parents. You learned how to do it. If you have children, they learned how to do it to you too. But you don't always want to work with someone from the position of a child. And if you work with someone from the position of a parent, particularly if that person you want to work with, you wish to have as an equal, you wish to have a new and whole relationship with, you will never get close to them if you become a parent. You will always preach or teach or judge. that is in the distorted picture. There are, of course, positive aspects to parenting. But when you're an adult and you want to have an adult relationship with your adult child or your brother or sister, or even with your parents, as an adult, you must let go of your identity and start projecting on them that same limitation. If it is your sibling, take off the limitation. This person is my sibling, and sibling means this. Sibling looks like this. This is the way it's supposed to be. Take off parent, off your parent. Okay, they're always going to control me. They're always going to criticize me. They're always going to manipulate me. Take parent off of them. Because when you project parent on them, where are you? Child. And then you're trapped. Powerlessness is the quality of childhood. You are powerless when you are a child. That's why you need somebody big and strong to take care of you. But in a romantic relationship or in a relationship with another adult, you should not necessarily need to go to child and lean on them and become needy and dependent. And same with your adult child, if you have one. Any child over about 15 or 16 begins to have a sense of what it means to be have a self, an identity. You can begin to give your child their freedom so that they can grow and expand, so they don't have to limit their light for you. Oh no, I've never expect my child to do it. It's not something that is consciously done. Your parents did not consciously expect you to diminish yourself for their benefit or to serve them or whatever. It was something that was felt, it was almost instinctive. So take your identity off. You're going to change your emotions. You're going to change the beliefs about what's possible and what is, and your identity. This is what you're changing. All right. So, to first do that, the first step of the process is to forgive yourself. You start with you. You forgive yourself and you allow yourself to be who you are. Acknowledge yourself. If you have any difficulty with it, we suggest you could go to the website that we have, galexisspirit.com. And on the home page lives a quote from us. If you read it every morning, every day, if you think about it, it reinforces who you are, a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, worthy, powerful reality creator. It's you. Don't be shy. Don't be hesitant. Start claiming who you are, because it's only from that position that you can reclaim your power, that you can reclaim your light, and from that position you can love with all your heart and not be drained, manipulated, trapped, and twisted. You can love unconditionally, and you can be loved. You take your judgment off of you. You take the shame that you carry, the guilt that you have, and deliberately and consciously let it go. It was your choice to take it on. You don't remember making the choice, but it seemed to be the survival option of the moment. I have to do this, so I will do it. You always told yourself, one day, I can let it go. You forgot that too. Well, let today be your day. Let go of the shame, the guilt, the sense of inadequacy, the terror of humiliation, the terror of failure, the terror of judgment. Let go of the need for others to validate you. And as you do this, your light expands. You become brighter. You become more the being of light who's come to this planet to give of your love, to enact change. And of course, in this process, as you do this, you are recognizing your own identity, and therefore you can also give this other who you are going to forgive and heal permission to be totally and completely whoever they choose to be. Do not judge them. They can be whoever they want to be. If they want to stay in the box, love them. If they want to get out of the box and they ask you for help, then yes, help them. But otherwise, love them the way they are. Don't wish, hope, fantasize, pray, insist that somehow or another they change. Give them the freedom to do whatever they want to do. Some will change, some won't. All right. And secondly, you must get in touch with the emotions that you have. Now, we're talking about guilt and shame, but the real emotion, that really the juicy stuff that really traps you, is the fear. The fear of the judgment, the fear of the criticism, the fear of the rejection, the fear of the loneliness, the fear that the love will be withdrawn from you, the fear you'll never get loved, the fear of this, the fear of that. And many of you cannot handle fear. It is too terrifying, too scary, too destabilizing. So you cover it with a veneer of anger. So you have to get in touch with that too. That you're angry of their assumptions about you, their expectations of you, and their demands of you. Get angry. You know, you don't have to justify your anger. If you feel anger, it's probably because in some way, shape, or form you've been lied to. They've spoken something to you you know is not true to you. You've had to abide by some rule or law that is not natural to you and who you are in your essence. They're going to put a blockage or resistance to you. It's true to get angry. It's right for you to be angry. These emotions have been unexpressed, and you're going to have to let them go free. And in meditation is probably the best way because, you know, if you suddenly go up to your family member in person and start blasting them with all the emotion, you know, they're not prepared for it. They won't know what to do with it. Could freak them out. This is a loving process. You do it in meditation, and the meditative process does just as good, if not better, than doing it in person. So when you let out the emotion, then the next step is for you in meditation to let them, in your imagination now, we're talking imagination, and it's important for you to believe and to know that the imagination works, that imagination is more real than you can, that you have a clue. Most people like to, it's just imagination. But imagination is what creates this world. It creates the chair you're sitting in. It creates the body that you have. If you didn't have imagination, you wouldn't have any reality, any physical plane reality to begin with. It is substantive. So you can work your magic, you can work your healing in imagination. In your imagination, you're going to let this one that you wish to love, heal, forgive the relationship with, you're going to let them express themselves. You're going to hear them, just as when you express yourself in meditation, they will hear you. You will hear them. You will see it from their point of view. One of the tricks, the secrets of successful couples therapy or any kind of psychological therapy is for people to actually see other people's points of view. What creates miscommunication is that you're only seeing one point of view and you think, well, this is the only point of view there is and this must be right. So where are they getting off having some other perspective? You think they're just doing it to be malicious. But if you'll go in, look at another person in depth, in honesty, without the judgment, and let them express themselves, you'll be amazed how much you know about them. This is all in your imagination. Yes, you've created them. You're a reality creator. You created your whole reality. They're part of it. So let them express. Get it. And if you don't know what they're feeling, let them just express anger. Let them express their fear. Let them express their hurt and their pain. And don't you feel guilty about it. It's their time to express. You want to hear them. And in your imagination, you can also step into them and look at yourself back through their eyes and see their pain and see what they've been going through in this relationship with you so that you can understand where they're coming from. It neutralizes a tremendous amount of crap to understand where the other person's coming from. It humanizes them. It takes them out of being your enemy and to be someone that you love who is suffering with a particular pattern. Only then can you forgive them. If you forgive them before you do all of this, it's not going to stick. It's not going to hold. It's not going to change anything. It's basically going to be an avoidance technique. I don't want to deal with the emotional intensity. I don't want to deal with the issue. So I just forgive you, okay? It's all done, okay? I'm just a sweetness and light person, and I just forgive you. Everything's okay. Well, nothing's going to change because you haven't changed. When you go through the process to this point, though, you're clear. They're clear. You've heard them. They've heard you. Then the forgiveness works. You can let them go because you no longer have any agenda. There's nothing you want from them. And you're not letting them control you by what they want from you. You're not here to fulfill their fantasy and they're not here to fulfill yours. But you are both here to reflect the light and the love to each other. And you want that to shine through, not the other stuff. So you forgive them and you put your relationship on a blank slate. Okay, we are clear. We are absolutely clear to this point. We're going to begin this relationship again from scratch. Without any preconceptions, without any beliefs projected on it. And here's where you let go of the beliefs. My belief of what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to be. We're going to take all the preconceptions, the assumptions, the expectations off of you. We're going to start from scratch. We're going to negotiate this energetically from the ground up. Until you get to the point where you're willing to be clean and clear and begin again from scratch, you are not ready. You know, the healing will not happen. You have to get to where you can forgive and erase the past with them. Erase the pain of the history. Erase all the beliefs, all of the emotions, all of the identity. of your history. It has to be erased. Believe us, you're going to still recognize them when you see them, you know? You still have feelings for them. But the negative bond will be gone. There won't be any. This is the end of karma, for those of you who believe in karma. This ends it. Pow! Just like so. Lifetimes and lifetimes. Pow! You can end it in 10 minutes. An hour. If you can get to that blank slate place. It's done. The bond is gone. Alright? And then once that bond is gone, you see, this is when you can reset the relationship. You can redream it. You can reimagine it. You can... Now, don't go back to the fantasy you had just before you did the healing and the forgiveness. This is where you start from scratch. Where you start looking at that person and you look at yourself and say, who am I and who are they? And what would it look like if we were these two equals who are willing to just unconditionally love each other? What would we do if we sat together for 15 minutes in unconditional love? What would that look like? How would that feel? What if we could be together without pain or anger or fear or misery or suffering? What would it be like to imagine it, to kind of stretch yourself now out of the box, to dream the new trail, blaze the new path? And in this now, you're an adult. And they're an adult. And you will feel the freedom. Now, if you don't want to begin that relationship again, if you don't want to create a new way of relating to this person, then what we would suggest, if you're deciding that it is what your conscious will, your conscious choice is, even after all of this, you get it to the blank slate, you don't feel, you know, like it has to be any particular way, you feel free, you can love them unconditionally. What if you don't really want to have a relationship with them? Oh, but you're supposed to be, you know, loving to all your family members and you've got to do this and that and the other. You got to let that go. Some of you may not even want a relationship with your parents or siblings or children. Oh, but that's family. It's like something sacred here that you're supposed to, really supposed to want to have that relationship. Now, you may, and that's fantastic. But if you don't get yourself bent out of shape and don't judge yourself about it. Don't worry about it. As long as it's not an escape from dealing with the emotions and so on, it's an adult choice. And under that circumstance, what you would do is that you would bring them to yourself in meditation and you'd let them go and say, bye-bye. I saw our dream, what we all wanted from each other, and you know, I'm going on now, and it was nice to know you, and thank you. You really knew how to push my buttons and get me to grow. But I'm going to head on now, and I'm going to leave you here in this beautiful garden. I'm going to leave you here in this beautiful space of love and unconditional love that I have for you. And I'm going to go on. You may want to do that at some point. All right. That's the process. If you want to recreate the relationship, you'll dream it new. And so the next time that you're in their presence, you will feel yourself a different person because you'll be holding the energy, the vibration, the resonance, the radiance of your presence will be free, non-judgmental, unconditional, accepting, being authentic to yourself. And that's even if you have to, for love of them, be the actress or actor. And pretend. Do it consciously. And then you're not in conflict, as we said. You are stepping into your power. Your life can be so different. And when you're with them, in your conscious, and you're not feeling guilt or shame or feeling you're not doing it right or good enough or you should be doing this or you should feel that. If you don't have all that yada, 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 yada going on in your mind, your mind is clear. Your heart is open. You may feel a twinge of fear. Oh my gosh, I could be hurt. Yes. And if you hold this resonance of acceptance and love and letting them be whoever they are, then when they follow suit and they act and they express who they are, you don't have to take it personally. If they say, if they're mean and vicious, you don't have to take it personally. The slate is clean. It's clear. If they want to begin the relationship again on a mean note, that's okay. They can do that. That's your choice. But the bond is broken. You don't respond the same way anymore. You can say, oh yeah, that's the way they used to do it. I don't remember how I used to like really get bent out of shape about this. But I'm not feeling it now. I'm not being manipulated. Wow, the freedom. Haha, look at that. Look at the dance they're doing. The manipulations they're doing. They really think they're clever. Look at that. Look at what they're saying and how they're toning it. And look how they're looking at me. Yeah, they say, okay, how is he or she reacting? We're seeing how good our work is. You know? You can laugh. You're free. You can smile, not because you're hiding yourself. You can smile just because, well, there they go again. There they are, doing their thing. You won't walk away from that interchange in pain. You won't walk away in sorrow. Oh gosh, the relationship, it could have been, oh, it could have been, it should have been, oh my gosh, it's too late, oh gosh, I failed. You don't have to go through that BS. No more shame, no more guilt. You're not wrong. When you love, you are not wrong. When you accept, you are not wrong. When you do it out consciously, out of love, you are not wrong. You are free. You're healed. All right. So what we're going to do, just for you to get yourself situated, and if you have to go to the bathroom or whatever, we're going to take a 5-minute break. Just 5 minutes. It's not to do any conversation. Let yourself be with yourself. Let it be a silent 5 minutes where you think about what it is you want to do, how you want to do it, to feel the energies, to sense what you need to sense, to prepare yourself, to get your position comfortable, whatever it is you need to do. All right. Farewell.